Who's that coming down the street? Who's that coming to meet me? Is that two hexy mamas?
Yeah, that was
shut good. Up, that was so good.
Mucho gusto. Ready to go. So this is now episode 3 because we've moved things, right?
Y'all are recording.
Okay. Welcome, everybody, to Two Hexy Mamas.
I'm Jessica.
Thank you. I was like, I don't know what to say next.
Who are you?
I'm Karina. This is a special pre-Valentine's Day episode. This is episode 3. We recorded a different episode as episode 3, but then we remembered that Valentine's Day was coming up, and Jessica went, we should have done a Love Kills one, and we were like,
thinking on the spot here.
I know. So we switched things around. So what was episode 3 is now going to be episode 5, I think. Because we're doing the President's Day one.
Well, now you just ruined the surprise for everyone.
So sorry. Damn it. So anyway. So this is episode 3. And it is going up a couple days before Valentine's Day. So it's called Valentine's... Nope, that's not what it's called. It's Love Kills.
Y'all, it's Sunday. It's the end of a long week.
I'm so tired.
I am beyond tired.
We usually record at night, and it's not the morning. I was like, it's morning time. It's noon.
No, usually we record Monday evenings.
Right.
But
this is Sunday,
like, kind of like mid-afternoon. Well, not mid-afternoon. It is the afternoon.
It's the afternoon.
Like, early afternoon. Lots of stuff going on.
Because we wanted to get... Like I said, it was a last-minute decision to get this Valentine's Day one up. So, I went first last time, so you get to go first this
time. Okay. Mine, I'm not going to say it's boring, but...
It's not boring.
It's kind of boring. It's sad. It's very sad. But it's kind of boring.
You always say they're boring, and then they're not.
Maybe not to you. Maybe I just think they're boring. I don't know.
Why are we doing this, then, if you think it's boring?
I don't think it's boring. I think some of my stories are boring. Like, in comparison to yours, I'm like, she's going to think of this elaborate story, and here I've got, like, this dinky little thing that no one's going to care about.
Can I just say that your boobs are ridiculous right now?
What do you want me to do with
them? I'm just telling you that they're, like, I keep looking, and I'm like, I'm trying not to look at them, but they're,
my
like,
eyes are up here. On full display. I literally have, like, the most relaxed top on, and I just can't.
And you
have
glitter everywhere.
Yeah. I'm a photographer, and so I did this whole day of glitter minis yesterday, which in part is probably half of the reason why I'm so tired.
No one likes dealing with glitter.
No,
all day.
I hate glitter, but everyone else likes glitter. And so, and I did this in my house, and my house is covered in glitter.
You look like a stripper. That got off work.
Well, Jacob wanted to go to the grocery store right after I did this. And I was like, I look like I am coming from the strip club. Like, put sweatpants on and, like, a over-the-shoulder top. I look like I just
came
from the strip club.
I love it. You should have gone.
I should have.
Oh, my puppies.
Oh, look at all the mud.
Oh, Dylan. The mud.
Look what you did.
Look at Lupin's legs. He just looks like he's been standing in mud like a little fisherman.
Like 101 Dalmatians.
No, get off the carpet!
He's like, what, you want to love me?
Lupin, I literally am so upset with you right now.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So, the topic is like love kills or love, you know, driving people to murder, blah, blah, blah. So I did my story. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, hold on. There is a person coming to my door.
Oh, it's Alexis.
Oh, no. They're early for once.
Well, they're not early. They're late. We're just late.
Whoops. Hold on. Gotta wait till the ruckus.
Here, Dylan can cut this out, right?
Maybe.
He won't, though. Why? Because he likes leaving things in that make us seem...
Stupid?
Well...
Unfocused.
Hi,
Penny.
Hi, Penny.
So, Erin Caffey, when she committed the murder of her entire family, ooh, or was the mastermind of the murder.
That is called familial side, I think. Familial side?
Familial
side? It's like killing your family. It's like, instead of... Like,
but she wasn't... She was like the mastermind.
Oh.
And I think it was like in Texas or something. I forget where it's at. This is going to be a wonderful podcast, guys. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I forget where it's at. This was a few years ago, so it's kind of recent. Mm-hmm. So she is dating this guy. You know, typical teenage relationship, blah, blah, blah. Things go fast.
Typical teenage relationship. Murder your family, you know.
Well, in a sense, like, beforehand. Yes. So, why she decided to have her entire family murdered is because her parents told her that she could no longer see her boyfriend.
That's why you don't do
like,
that.
Like, hey, can't see him anymore. You're done. Not doing it anymore. Bye-bye. Bye.
That always works out well.
100%. And so... she wanted to run away with him, marry him, but she couldn't do that if her parents were alive. Mm-hmm. So she is said to be the mastermind.
Hey, Luna.
She didn't even look at you.
She didn't.
Her accomplices were her boyfriend, Charlie Wilkinson, who was 18 at the time. Charlie's friend, Charles, who was 20. And then Charles's girlfriend, who was named Bobby. B-O-B-B-I.
Ah, you know.
And the two men did all the killing while, like, the women kind of waited inside.
What chivalrous men.
Right? The mother was shot and then stabbed with a samurai sword.
Oh, my God.
And almost decapitated. What but here is, like, more...
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, here's the almost sad part. Like, her 13-year-old brother was shot in the head. Her 8-year-old brother, Tyler, was reportedly stabbed with a samurai sword. And apparently he was waiting or hiding in a closet.
Oh, no.
And the boys took turns, like, stabbing him.
Oh, jeez.
And her father, Terry, was shot 5 times and, like, left for dead. And then the boys tried to, like, engulf the house in flames to, like,
cover
it all up, get rid of the evidence. But the father survived.
Oh, shit.
And I forget how many, he crawled the length of 4 football fields to find help after being shot. He found help thinking that all of his family was dead. He thought that this was like.
Oh, just a random break-in.
Just a random break-in. He thought
the daughter was dead,
too. He thought the daughter was dead, and then he found out the daughter was alive. So while he's in, like, the ICU, he finds out that his daughter is alive, and so he has more of a will to live. Like, he wanted to die. So then he finds, like, this will to live, and then as he's getting better, he finds out that his daughter is being arrested for murder.
Oh, no.
But here's the kicker. Daughter's arrested. Guess what the father still does? Father still goes and visits her in jail. Like, I think every week, it's his daughter.
It's his daughter. That's so shitty. That's so I mean, I don't know. I think about that sometimes. Like, would I still love Killian if he murdered people? And I'm like, yeah. But, like, I don't know. Like, that's like, would you still visit the girls?
100%. I mean, come on. Who are you talking to?
Well, it also would depend absolutely, on who they
killed. But they need help. I feel when people have the urge or even thoughts to end a human life or an animal life, like, not put an animal down, but, like,
you know,
just go
saying.
Up and kill it. I think that there's something in the brain that's just connected. So it's not... really their fault. So, absolutely.
I think for me, it would depend on who they killed. Like, for him, I'm like...
The army is different. Like, if they're...
Oh, no, that's totally different. Yeah. That's a whole other thing. But I'm saying, like, if Killian killed, like, our whole family, like, Dylan and, like, any siblings he had, then I would be like, maybe I don't forgive you, because that was, like, the other loves of my life.
Yeah.
But, like, if he killed, like... someone bad or someone who he thought was bad or something, then I think I would still think he was wrong for sure. But I think that sounds so awful. I'm like, depends on who it kills. Like,
well, I don't know. Like, thinking about the girls, like, when they're older, if they're in trouble and they kill someone, like, as self-defense.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Do I feel bad? No.
No.
But if that's they different. Wanted to kill their sister and then me and then their dad.
That's totally different.
I don't know. Like, here, for the dad, he felt like, you know, she's this vulnerable 16-year-old girl.
That was taken advantage of.
But...
16, you're still old enough to make your own decisions.
Very true. When I was 16, my parents told me, like, you can't... They never said you can't date them, but they were like, you can't go anywhere alone with them.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, is basically the same thing.
I was gonna say, you married the person your parents didn't want you to date.
Yeah. But... like, I never, like, in the back of my head was never like, I'm going to plot their murder. No. You know what I mean? Never. Like, or I'm going to run away.
It's just something, they're wired differently.
Well, when you think about it, what, brains aren't completely wired until, is it like 22?
Oh, 20? Yeah, I didn't think about that.
So maybe like just, I mean, just teenage shit.
Yeah.
But he, of course, you know, is angry. The other, yeah, the lady drove the getaway car. So they did all this stuff and then tried to run away. And what's even more interesting is they all blamed all the accomplices, her boyfriend, her boyfriend's friend, and her girl and his girlfriend, all blamed Erin. Like, she did it all.
Oh no,
she had something against us. She was gonna do all this stuff. Yeah, it's just. I don't know. I think they're in jail. Boys are in jail for life, and they... Because
they committed the actual
murder. They committed the actual murder, and they didn't get the death penalty. I think the father just didn't want them
Yeah.
I think so. I think that's what happened. But Erin is also serving life in prison.
What happened? Do you know what happened to the other girl? Because she just drove the car.
I don't. I think she's in jail.
But not like a...
Well, okay, so Erin is, so she's serving a minimum of 42 years. So she won't be eligible for parole until she's, like, 60. So, oh, okay. Like, what's, I mean, at that point.
I mean, there's a lot of life past 60.
I don't think they're, well, true. For some people.
I was like, my grandmother's 75, 76?
I don't know.
So.
When I get to 60, I hope I look as good as, like, who's really old and looks.
Johnny Depp is. Like, in his almost 60s.
And he looks fine.
So good.
And the two boys are serving life. I don't think I got information on her. But I assume that she's serving a lengthy amount of time for knowing what was going on. And then driving away. Like an accomplice. Evading arrest. Yeah. But yeah. Crazy. And ironically, she was, like, a good kid, never got in trouble.
That's how it is, though.
Oh, yeah?
It's always that good kid that you never expect. I've noticed that.
But again, like, do you think she just... I don't know. It's like, did she really meet someone that kind of, like...
Luna, is it time for a squeaky
Hedwig, toy? Not Hedwig!
Is it time for a squeaky toy?
Not no. Hedwig!
It's not time for a squeaking toy.
She said, it's always time for a squeaky toy.
Dylan, come squeak with the dog in another room. Go squeak.
She got vicious fangs.
Over there. Oh, she doesn't know where it is.
She's like, where
she was literally squeaking right here.
But, yeah. I don't know. It makes you think, like, did she...
I don't understand. You guys are just having fun. It's true.
It makes you think, did she really...
Would it have happened if she had not met the guy?
Right. Yes, if it was a different guy. Like, was it the guy who really persuaded her?
I doubt it.
I don't know.
I think that's just the stuff. Your sneezes are the most dramatic thing I've ever seen.
There's no noise. What do you mean?
She's like... like, she's gonna die.
There's no noise. Not dramatic.
You're like... Anyway.
I feel like I'm sitting way too close to
you
the
are.
Microphone.
I don't know how you got so close to this microphone.
I was like, I kept like
scooting forward.
Closer.
Okay, so who I did was, they were, so you know how like when people commit crimes, they're given like a name, like a very dramatic, like newspapery name.
The Boston.
Yeah, like that.
Massacre.
Right.
Indian man killer.
When I murder someone, even if it's just like Dylan, can that be my name?
No, your
I
name
need you
would
to
be
release that to the press.
Your name would be the Tennessee Toehead Butcher.
Yes, I like it. Write it down. Don't forget it. They were called the San Francisco Witch Killers.
Okay.
I figured that would give you pause. But their real names were Susan and James Carson.
Okay.
Okay. So James Carson, he began dating, her name was Susan Barnes originally, after his wife left him. When she left him, she took their daughter, and this is in 1977, because she said she noticed he was starting to act strange. She thought he was acting so strange that she basically put herself into witness protection program. Like, she moved constantly. Mm-hmm. She cut off all ties with any mutual acquaintances. Like, she made sure this man would never find her and her daughter.
How does that work when you go into it? Like, do you leave your family? Like, you also tell your
family?
But
she wasn't in, like, the official witness protection program. But, like, she basically just kept moving.
Moving.
Previous to this... James was described, even by his daughter, because, like, I watched, like, two shows that about this couple to, like, make sure I had all the information, and his daughter was being interviewed in both of them, and she said that previous to all of this stuff, this, like, three-year stint of bad stuff, James was a good father, he was a typical family man, he had his master's degree, but he did suffer from mental illness. Then... there was Susan. Mm-hmm. So Susan was married to a super wealthy man. She was like that mom that was like going out to play tennis with my high ponytail and my white skirt. And she with a sweater tied around my shoulders. And she was one of those wives. But she had two teenage sons. She was known by all of her son's friends to be the cougar that slept with them. Like, she didn't just sleep with one of their friends.
She slept with everyone.
She slept with tons of her teenage friends. And then she was also known for dabbling in psychedelic drugs. And she was also mentally ill, so we know how well psychedelic drugs pair
with mental illness.
So, like, there was this one story of, like, she was having sex with one of her son's friends and she, like, on drugs, and she woke up the next morning and, like, all over her house written in, like, red liquid was, like, upside down triangles and her name respelled as S-U-Z-A-N instead of S-U-S-A-N. And it was, like, her rebranding herself. And she was like, where did all this come from? And she, like, reached in the back of her head and she, like, a giant hole in the back of her head. And it was her own blood that she had, like, written all this stuff. And so finally her husband was like, you're crazy and I can't deal with it. Goodbye.
Oh my God.
So they're both divorced. They met. They got married very shortly after. They began to get heavily involved in drugs together and also mysticism. So I was like,
wait, oh, like witchy.
Well, hold on. I was like, I have a vague idea of what mysticism is. So let me look up the definition. I'll read you the actual, like, Webster's definition. Belief that union with or absorption into the deity or the absolute or the spiritual apprehension of knowledge inaccessible to the intellect may be attained through contemplation and self-surrender. And I was like, I know nothing still.
Bitch, I just left. I went to another universe as you were reading
that. I was
that.
Like, I don't understand a word that just said to me.
Read it slower.
Read it slower. Belief that union with or absorption into the deity or the absolute or the spiritual apprehension of knowledge inaccessible to the intellect may be attained through contemplation and self-surrender.
Bitch.
I know. So that, like, aside.
Knowledge, you could get knowledge from the universe if
I guess. I don't
offer
know.
Yourself. Self?
I don't know. But as far as what the two of them believed, mysticism aside, this is what they believed. They thought she could see the future.
I can see the future.
But let me tell you why. Because she was mentally ill, so she would wake up with, like, fever dreams or, like, really bad, like, drug-induced and, like, mental illness-induced dreams. Mm-hmm. And instead of being, like... don't worry, those dreams are just your brain, like, blah, 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 blah. He was like, that was you seeing the future. Come on, surrender to it. So she's, like, freaking out, and he's like, don't worry, that's the future. So she's, like, seeing all this crazy-ass shit. So they believed that homosexuality and abortion were causes for death. They were on a mission from God to exterminate anyone who they believed were witches.
Here we
and
go.
That witches could control your mind. So
am I a witch? I'm controlling your mind. Go get me Cadbury eggs.
Go get me Cadbury. I was like, what does she want? What does she want? Usually when Dylan's like, what am I saying in my mind? I'm like, tacos. Because for 10 years, that's always been the answer. So it's like, people are like, wow, you really do know each other. I'm like, no, the answer has just always been tacos. So by 1980, so they got married, they spent like a year traveling around Europe. Then they came back. James changed his name to Michael for whatever reason. I think that was the middle name. I don't know. Oh. And then they took the last name Bear. So now they're Susan and Michael Bear.
Bear?
Yeah. Don't know why. Bear? Like, the episode I watched was called, like, These Two Bears, or The Two Bears. And what I was like, fuck? I'm upset.
That's such a lame name.
I know. So they moved to the Haight-Ashbury neighborhood in San Francisco, and this neighborhood was kind of known for being the birth of, like, the hippie movement. Uh-huh. So even Dylan, when I was telling Dylan the story, he asked, it's in the same general time as, like, the Manson murders. Okay. I think they're, like, years apart. I can't remember exactly. But, like, think about that kind of time period. By this time, like I said, his involvement in drugs were so scary that his ex-wife was like, I'm not gonna even, like, she hid herself and uh-huh. their daughter. So when they came back to the U.S., they said that the two of them had a cult. Just the two of them.
You can't be a cult with just two people, can you?
They should have thought they could. But then this 22-year-old aspiring actress from Georgia, so this sweet southern girl, started living with them and became their first follower in their cult that they believed they had.
Did they kidnap her? How did they just
get her? No, she just moved in there. Like, she it was all her. Like, and she was like, he's a brilliant man, and I believe everything you believe, and yada yada.
Bitch.
So, and she was only 22. Like, she's a baby. So Susan started to notice that Michael was attracted to Karen.
Uh-oh.
So all of a sudden, Susan was like, psst, she be a witch. So she told Michael that Karen was a witch because she was like,
she wants my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
so,
are they married?
Yeah, they were married. Okay, yeah. They were legit married. So the police found Karen's body. She had been murdered. By the time they found her body, though, the couple was gone. But they found her in the apartment that they shared, so they were immediately suspects. Her body was found in the basement. She was stabbed 13 times, and her skull was crushed, and I believe it was by a frying pan.
Why 13 times?
I don't know.
Like,
it might have been. I would think so. 13 always seems to be, like, a significant number.
Yeah.
But she was wrapped in a blanket, and they were prime suspects immediately, but by the time they found the body, they were long gone.
Right.
And this was, like, the 70s when, like, I guess people could just disappear off the grid very easily.
There's no electronics, so yeah, absolutely.
They just went to Oregon and, like, chilled there for a while. So later, once they were caught, Susan told police that while she was on a walk, that nature in the form of a thunderstorm told her Karen was a witch. And I was like, okay.
Bitch.
So they only stayed in Oregon till, like, 19... Oh, sorry, this is the 80s, not the 70s. Till, like, 1982. So I guess Manson family thing happened before?
Manson was in the 70s.
Yeah, so, okay, the reason why I'm saying that is because apparently when the daughter was interviewed, she says that Susan would, like, brag that she and the Manson girls were BFFs in prison. So I think this was after the Manson stuff. It was after. But still, it was around that, like, that same hippie movement is more so what I'm saying.
This is some creepy shit.
So they stayed there until 1982. They moved back to California and started to work and live on a marijuana farm because that was just a thing. So
as one simple family does. Yeah.
So according to the other workers on the farm, the couple were anarchists who wanted to start a revolution and thought a nuclear apocalypse was going to happen. So shortly after they moved to the farm, there was a verbal fight between one of the manager, or I guess it was the owner of the marijuana farm, and Michael. And he basically was like, you're crazy, your wife's crazy, she's a crazy witch. And she was like, kill him. Like, she was for sure the ringmaster in all of this. Like, she was crazy. Like, Michael did everything she told him to do. So Michael killed him. Susan ordered him to kill him. They shot him, I believe. And they attempted to dispose of the body by burning it and burying it under chicken fertilizer, which I don't know what chicken fertilizer is.
Maybe.
Because isn't fertilizer poop? So chicken poop?
I mean, that's a lot of shit.
I know.
Like, a lot of chickens are small. Shit, yeah.
I don't know.
Chicken shit. Chicken bullshit.
He's covered in chicken shit. 2 weeks later, his body was reported missing. They found him. And again, the two of them were immediately suspects because everybody in the farm was like, hey, we had these two crazy-ass people working for us. Like, they weren't secretive about things. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't try and hide things, really. Like, they disposed of bodies, but I don't know that it was even them hiding it as much as just being like, let me just get this out of the way.
Right.
So they were gone, long gone again. When the police searched their abandoned stuff, they found a manifesto that had plans to assassinate President Ronald Reagan. And it also said that Ronald Reagan, along with Jimmy Carson, were witches that needed to be killed.
So was everyone just a witch? Everybody was a witch.
So the Carsons were extremely good at keeping off the grid, and they proved very difficult to find. Michael even, like, one day was caught hitchhiking. He was just, like, hitchhiking on the road. Yeah, because
Did they split up?
I think so. They must, or maybe he, like, went out to get something and was coming back. But he was picked up by the police. But listen to this. Due to a clerical error in the police office, he was released. Like, literally, they're like, oopsies, computer error, bye. And they let him go before anybody could even question him. Yeah. Bitch. So he did leave evidence behind, including a gun, and I think it was the gun that killed the second guy. Uh-huh. The following January, the couple was picked up hitchhiking near Bakersfield by a man named John Charles Hallier. Susan decided that John was a witch, which was something obviously she did a lot.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, it was because they were driving and Hallier's knee brushed her knee, and she saw it as sexual assault. Like, it was one of those, like, the car was bumpy, and his knee, like,
this bitch is
tapped her knee.
She is insane.
So she was like, he sexually assaulted me. What did she look like? She actually didn't look that, like, she looked like what you expect a woman, like, a hippie woman of this era to look like.
Like, ugly?
No, she wasn't even that ugly. Like,
Like, so pretty, like,
I'm gonna Google
raping
her.
Me with his mind. He's a witch.
Raping me. Let me look her up so you can, like, really see her. Susan. Well, I guess she'd be under bear.
Oh, my God. Do not type in bear.
I did. I did. Oh, my God. Let me show you this picture. This is her looking at him lovingly while they're, like, confessing their crimes.
Ew.
So she's not terrible looking.
Yes, she is.
But she's not. No, I don't think.
She looks like the type of woman that is, like I just said, he looked at me. He looked at me for.
See, I don't think she's that ugly.
1% of a second. He's raping me in his mind. He's a witch. He needs to die.
But yeah, he looks like Charles Manson.
He does.
Already.
Like, he kind of looks like he.
But she looks exactly like what you would, like, picture in your mind as a woman at that time looking like. So they killed. They didn't kill him yet. Hold on.
I'm like, wait, what happened?
I dropped the gun. So she decided he was a witch and was like, Michael, he's a witch. Kill him. And he was like, okay, babe.
I wonder if they had hand signals for each other. Like,
do it. That's where that came from. The stupid hand gesture.
The okay.
Yes, I hate that.
Or what is it? It's like, Donald Trump does it a lot. When he talks, he's like this.
Oh, the like pinching fingers.
Yeah, pinching the pointer finger
and
the thumb.
Now I'm going to sneeze.
Don't sneeze on me. All your diseases will get into my airway.
I talked about it. No, I can't. So, while he was driving, Michael started yelling at him, and they had this, like, physical, started having this verbal fight.
While he's driving?
Yes, the fight started getting physical, so he, like, pulled over the car, and he was like, if we're gonna fight, like, I'm not driving this car.
He's like, bitch, I picked you up.
Yeah, I was just hitchhiking. Calm down. So they literally pulled over on the side of the road, and they got in a physical fight on the side of the road. And it was apparently a super busy road, so people were just seeing this. So the fight escalated. Susan started stabbing him while her husband and him fought over the gun. So he's, like, trying to grapple with this gun, and she's over there, like,
the way that you did that motion was so nonchalant, like,
stab. So finally, Michael got the gun because, you know, you're being stabbed. You're not so great at fighting for a gun. And he just shot him in front of all these cars. So all these people started calling the police and were like, we just saw a murder on the side of the road. So the police were called and a high-speed chase started between the police and the Carsons in his car. Like, they stole his car.
Damn.
They were caught. They were arrested. So you would think that would be the end of the weird shit.
Please.
But it's not.
Oh, my God.
So they're arrested at this point. They're caught. Everything's fine. They're not going to commit any more crimes. But once the couple was arrested, they called for a press conference because they wanted to. They said.
Can you call for your own press
apparently
conference?
Apparently you can. They called for a press conference because they said they wanted to confess to the murders of Hellyer, Stevens, and Karen. So they set up this big, huge press conference. That's what that picture I showed you where mm-hmm. she's, like, smiling at him. That's that press conference.
But she a lie? What did they do?
But instead, they got there and they were like, we killed them. But the reason why is because they were witches. And they were spiritually attacking us.
Oh, my God. How do you spiritually, like...
Listen. So they were finally like, okay, forget it. And they, like, shut down the press conference. And just before the trial, they decided to plead not guilty. Even though...
Wait,
At the press conference, they were like, we did it, but yeah. We had a reason. But when the court case came up, they were like, we're not guilty.
So did they use that against them then?
Probably. I'm sure they did. In June of 1984, they were convicted of just the girl's murder, or their roommate.
Why not the one where everyone saw them?
Hold on.
I'm upset.
I'm livid. They were sentenced to 25 years in prison.
That is not enough.
Then they were convicted of the murders of Stevens and Hellyer.
So separate then.
So it was separate. So then they were convicted of, or they were sentenced to 50 to 75 years in life in prison. So they're in prison for pretty much good. The couple gave a 5-hour press conference interview where they claimed they were pacifist and vegetarian yoga practitioners who converted to a form of Islam and were vegetarian Muslim warriors.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I had to read that because there was no way I could just make that up. Like, I'm like, I have to just read this because it's ridiculous. It's the most crazy thing I've ever heard. Oh, I thought they were calling you.
No.
They went on to say that all of their crimes were committed because they were on a mission, like they were helping others, on a mission to exterminate witches from the world. That's why they started to be called the San Francisco Witch Killers.
This is some insane shit.
Mm-hmm. They said the reason they killed the girl was because they believed that she had made a false conversion to their religion.
What?
And she was draining Susan of her yogic powers.
Ooh, girl. Here, let me put my palm on your forehead. I'm gonna drain you of your powers.
She's just draining her. How dare you?
So noisy.
Their justification for the second and third murders was that Stevens, the guy who owned the marijuana thing, was a demon and had sexually assaulted Susan, and that Hellyer had called her a witch.
He, like, just looked at her, right?
Probably. He sexually assaulted me with his mind. The couple said that they kept a list of targets that they were going to kill, like witches, that included political figures celebrities. So Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carson. But they said there were more than that. That was just the only ones I could find. So then after they were arrested, they started thinking about it. And there were like these slew of murders all over the U.S. and Europe. And they were in Europe for that year.
Oh, they were.
So they're suspects in those murders, but they were never able to
tie them together.
So they think that they had been, quote unquote, exterminating witches for quite a while, basically since they met.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know what to do. They have shown no remorse for their crimes whatsoever. What is happening?
Someone's dying.
They have shown no remorse for their crimes. In 2015, they were both up for parole. Michael canceled his hearing, stating that even after 30 years in prison, he still believed what he did was the right thing to do. She didn't say she was remorseless, but she refused to help her attorney, like, gather information.
So they want to be in jail?
Basically, they don't feel... They're like, what we did was right, so why should we...
Say it was wrong.
We're not going to say it's wrong. So they've both been denied parole in 2015. And if I can turn my
paper. How does that work when you're denied parole for 1 year? Do you have to wait? You have to wait
So now they're not eligible again until 2030.
Damn.
So that's not terribly far off.
A mailman's here.
Oh, man.
No, I'm joking.
Sunday? Oh, no. I was like, on a Sunday? So they're not eligible again until 2030. Michael's daughter to this day stands by that she is relieved her father is not released and that they are still dangerous and her dad is...
she doesn't want him.
Pure evil.
Damn.
So she does not want him out at all. So that is the San Francisco Witch Killers. I thought you would enjoy how bizarre that was.
I did. I like bizarre things.
Yes, I thought you would enjoy that.
I'm a bizarre person.
And they only killed, well, they maybe killed more, but we only know they killed 3 people. Yeah. So it's not too terrible.
What? What do you mean? It's still terrible.
But his daughter is, like, living the normal life now. Well, as normal as
what
you
about
can.
Her kids?
I couldn't find any, beyond the fact that she had them and that she slept with their friends, I could not find anything about her children. So I don't know if they've
just canceled her out of their lives.
Which I would do. So, I can't
Well, no, if I had a parent that started sleeping with my friends, I think I would immediately be like,
done.
See, I don't really want to, like, be around you anymore.
I'm done with you.
Like, how could you be like, hey, Karina, want to come over? And then you'd be like, yeah, but I just want to see your dad.
Ew. Oh. When I was growing up, all my friends were like, your mom's a MILF. And I was like, please stop. Please stop. Like, that's so gross. And, like, they'd be like, yeah, and you know that when you're dating her, she'll grow up to still be good looking. I was like, guys, stop. I was like, this is really nice, but this please don't.
Thanks for the, like, backhanded compliment.
I know. I'm like, I'll age well, and that's nice, but stop talking about my mom.
Oh, my God. Okay.
But no girl's ever said it about my dad, because I think that would be weirder. I don't know why that would be weirder.
I had friends that were like that. Your dad's hot.
Ew.
Gross, but ugh. Okay.
But yeah, so that was our love kills. I liked him.
Mine was very short.
It was good, though. It was, I mean, that's basically...
There's not too much, like, some stories,
I mean,
it is
what it is. She killed her family, that's it, yeah. You know?
Which is sad. I just don't get how people just have that mind frame to just do something like that. I could never... Like, I feel like people don't realize, like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sometimes I believe in, like, reincarnation and all that, but, like, the life that you live now, that's it.
Yeah.
That's all you get. And I don't see how people can just...
Be cavalier with it.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Yeah. Especially within my case.
See, I was going to say, in,
like,
your case, I get that.
When you grow up with them, she probably held her brothers and...
Oh, my God, yeah.
Loved her brothers.
They were young. They were much younger than her,
yes,
so.
And I'm like, how... Mm-mm. How could you do this?
See, at least with mine, it's like, they were both mentally ill. Something was wrong with them. Like, I think what they did was horrible, but it's also like, that was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. The gum, she tried to spit her gum out, and it just rolled down her chest. Oh, my God. I told you, your boobs are just ridiculous today.
Karina, what do you want me to do?
Wear a sports bra, like the normal big chested
ladies. I did not have any sports bras. Would you rather have me not worn any bra?
No.
And then my poor nipples would be, like, cutting holes in the shirt. Is that what you want?
No, this is not what I want. Wear a sports bra. Have a uniboob like me.
No, because I still have some glitter, and then it would, like, cut it, and ugh. Like, you know, fine
glitter. Is glitter that
serious? If you have really fine glitter and you have a lot of it, like, stuck
it'll
in
cut
an
you?
Area. Well, it's like an exfoliant, so, like, irritation. Like, imagine if you put, like, an exfoliant between your boobs and then you just shove them together.
That sounds horrible.
Exactly.
That
so
sounds
maybe
horrible.
Maybe it's a good thing that I don't have a sports bra on today. And you get to witness all the magic.
All the
magic. That is. That is this big chested lady.
Oh, Lord. Well, happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy. Valentine's Day sucks. Even if you're married, I don't care what anyone says.
I don't think I'm doing anything.
No, we never do anything. I don't like Valentine's Day.
Dylan said, do we have extra money to get Valentine's Day stuff? And I was like $30. And he was like, okay, $20 it is. So there's my Valentine. So have a happy Valentine's Day.
Or a not so happy Valentine's Day.
Or not. Have a good Galentine's Day.
Just a happy, like, Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday where you sit on the couch and do nothing, which is probably what I'll still do.
Yep.
Don't kill your family.
No.
Don't kill people you think are witches. And keep it hexy.
Uh-huh.
We don't have Killian to curse into the microphone today.
And keep sending us your spooky stories.
Yes, we have 3 so far. I would like to wait. I want to wait till we get to 4 so we can do 2 each. So if we get one more, we'll do like a mini episode where we read your like personal stories. And I know the ones we've gotten, I didn't read them, but like scrolled. They're good. Like they're long. They're lengthy.
We need to do a podcast of our own ghostly
well, I don't
encounters.
Really have one other than the one that lives in my house currently.
Well, we could have Dylan as a guest. I've got some spooky...
Dylan's got lots of spooky stories.
Yeah, I don't have lots. I've got
Dylan's
like,
shaking his head no.
I've got a handful.
I don't do good on live recordings.
We're what? Not live.
Yeah, if we were live, we'd be SOL.
No, you guys
yeah.
have been live this entire time.
Okay.
You are no. bullshitting.
No. Well, I can always talk about mine. I think mine are pretty, like, yeah. creepy. Yeah. They creep me out.
Dylan was like, when we do the monsters, I was going to give Jessica shadow people. I was like, please don't.
Why would you even joke about that?
I was like,
now
please don't do
my
that.
Feelings are hurt.
But he didn't give it to you. He gave you one of them because I want to hear you say Spanish words.
I can roll my R's.
I know, but I still want to hear it.
Oh, okay.
If it makes you feel better, he gave me one where I have to say a lot of Native American words.
Oh, yeah, it makes me feel better. Yeah. That's where I get my yellow skin from. Are you jaundice? No.
I'm Native American.
Are you tan? Yeah, but I also am, like, kind of Native American.
Native American. So, keep it hexy. Goodbye. Happy Valentine's,
or,
not Valentine's.
Or, yeah, or not so happy Valentine's. Bye.
Bye.
If you guys have a scary story that you want to share with the girls, feel free to email it to hexymamas@gmail.com. That's hexymamas@gmail.com. Two Hexy Mamas is written and performed by Karina and Jessica. It is produced and edited by me, Dylan, and Jacob does all the awesome tech supplying. Also, I'm petting Luna, who is a beautiful chocolate-colored dog that we don't know what she is. Keep it hexy, and we'll see you next week.